Tonight at 9, 8 Central on OWN.
Hey, we're back and we're speaking with civil rights activist, our friend and family member, Reverend Al Sharpton. Here's the thing that I was thinking about the other day. If police laws, because here's what's happening. I think the police do so many things without consequence. There's no known written consequence if a police officer does a certain thing. So I think we need to have, you know, just like in civil court, regular civilians, we have mandatory sentencing for certain things. I think police need to be policed. And I think that the police policies, I think the mandatory sentencing that we have should match for the police officers. Example, right. What I'm saying is, if you kill an unarmed man and he dies and he's unarmed, there's a sentence that goes with that. If you choke a man out, there's a sentence that goes with that. If you put your knee on his back neck, there's a sentence to go with that. If you kill a person in the line of duty and there is no, you know, resisting arrest, running ain't, you can't kill me because I ran.
Right.
We got to have some type of mandatory sentencing for officers.
I think that really sounds feasible to me. Yeah, we need to look into that because I know part of the congressional bill is to also lower the bar where a policeman can kill or use, they call it using lethal force, if they feel justified. And we're saying the bar should be if you can prove you had no other way to deal with a situation and that you were dealing with self-defense. You take George Floyd, this man was handcuffed on the ground. So what did you have to do that for? And to think about one of the things that people was talking about here yesterday was that when I made the people at the first funeral stand up for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, what can you do? How much hatred do you have that you can hold your knee on somebody that long? Most people can't even stay on their knees 2 minutes.
Right.
Let's not press something. And I mean, just think about that. 8 minutes and 46 seconds, you could penetrate and feel somebody dying, calling for their mother, who was dead, by the way. He was calling for his mother who had died. And then said, I can't breathe, and it doesn't make you come back. There ought to be mandatory sentencing for that. You are absolutely right.
You know, they often use we felt threatened or we were in the line of duty or we felt endangered. This man was so comfortable on the neck of George Floyd that he had his hands in his pocket. I have never felt endangered and put my damn hands in my pocket in my life. I'm okay. And we'll be back. Hold tight. We'll be right back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show and Reverend Al Sharpton right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for another update with Ren.